Okay, well, what would you say, you know, if you wanted to say something like that about country people, what would you use?
Old country one.
Okay.
Our country's come to town, or something like that.
Would you?
Country crackers.
Country cracker.
Yeah. It has been said a lot.
Yeah, well. Let me see. Okay, how would you normally refer to a member of your own race? Like, all of us here are what? You know, the same race? What would you say? Just offhand? Right, okay. Now, how do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black? Or people who were slaves in this country before the Civil War?
Indians.
Okay. Now, suppose that you were angry with... Say you were angry at a nigger and thought he was trifling and no good, how would you refer to him then? What would you say?
Well, I'd just say he was sorry.
Just, okay. Mm-hmm. But you'd probably, you know, you could use that, you would use that to say about anybody, wouldn't you? I mean,
oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wouldn't make any difference between white or black or anything?
No, not if they were sorry. They'd be sorry.
Just sorry people. Okay. All right. How do you normally refer to a person that's a member of the race that you and I belong to?
White people.
Right. Now, do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people? You know, people around here might use.
People around here might use against us?
Yeah.
Insulting us?
Yeah. What would a, you know, if a colored person around here wanted to insult somebody,
white crackers.
Is that, okay. all right, now suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say that the man got awfully, what about it?
Angry.
Yeah, okay. Would you use anything else there?
Mad.
Yeah? Anything with a little more, you know, punch to it if you really wanted to.
Wicked?
No.
No, he's just, you know, if he really got mad, you know, and he was really mad and you were talking to somebody, you might use.
You say, that man sure got.
Yeah. You wouldn't say
fierce.
Angry or mad.
Fierce.
What's that?
Yeah, fierce. Fierce. Well, it could be what we wanted here, you know. It's like, you've probably heard it said, you know, he got riled
up. Got
his dandruff up? Yeah, got his dandruff, got riled up, got head up, you know, or something like that. Okay, suppose that you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay. You might say that the nurse at the high school sent the girl home early because the girl... Oh, let me ask this another way. After the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he... What?
Vomited.
Well, yeah, but
sick.
What would you just call that?
Sick.
Would you say after the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one after the, right after the other, he's sick, or how would you put that?
Yeah. What would you say if they sent him home from school? You'd say they had to send him home from school because he smoked 3 cigars and... No, just...
Well, this is what I mean. Let's say that what you mean is sick. That's fine. That's what we want. But we want to know how you would say it. How would you say that the person... got in this condition,